Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. There's been more fires and smoke going off at Fukushima, but almost zero mainstream media news coverage of it. Everybody's too engrossed right now in getting into all the fear-mongering. Just hysteria everywhere. Cardboard box on the street. Public runs screaming. Images of TSA checking the diapers of one-year-olds are out at Infowars.com. It's all coming up today. I want to take your phone calls, specifically on the stage terror hoax, specifically on the hype, the government, the media saying attacks are certain now, hyping nuke attacks. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There's all sorts of new gun-fired, high-powered, long-distance taser weapons that the police are being served out by the military-industrial complex with the taxpayer money. Schools are announcing kids that sign up to take extra vaccines could win iPads or iPhones. See, your parents won't have a job or any money, but the government will pay you to take the vaccines because they care so much about you. The vaccines themselves paid for with taxpayer money. It's good for Big Pharma. They just go lobby government to make all these new vaccines be, quote, mandatory. They're not really mandatory, but they just say they are. It's a complete tissue of lies where we just swim around just an ocean of lies and people just expect lies and buy the lies. And meanwhile, Bin Laden always pops up right during a key election time with fake videos, fake audios that later are admitted to be fake. But after they've had their big effect, it's a minor footnote, you know, weeks, months, years later. But Bin Laden vows from the grave in his last tape, no U.S. security in final tape. Oh, the military-industrial complex, please don't throw me in the briar patch. You mean we'll get trillions of dollars for our private domestic takeover, not just the international takeover of other countries? You mean the entire economy will be fed into our coffers? Oh, please, no, Bin Laden. You mean we're not safe and we need to take over all of society and train Americans to be slaves and stick our hands down their pants and spy on them? And arrest people that videotape the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and call them terrorists? That'll teach us. And, oh, the TSA-trained goons will now be on all the highways and roads. Now, and you'll have to have permission to even travel outside your house with travel internal passports. That's what this is. Nobody's gotten that point yet, the national ID card. That's what it is. Remember 3 years ago, they said, if you don't get the national ID card, if your state doesn't accept it, we won't let you get on airplanes. Remember that? Right as Bush was leaving office, they said, and Obama continued it, oh, if your state doesn't accept our national ID card that gives illegals waivers, it's not for them. They always claim it's for them on the surface. You won't be allowed to get on trains or airplanes or go into national parks or visit the national monuments. But I thought I could just walk up to the national monument, the George Washington Monument. No. Try to go to D.C. and stand in a park and videotape. Cops run up and get in your face. Any excuse to shove a slave around and teach you who's boss. And see, oh, it was all for the Muslims, though. We're just going to prod them and push them around because they're different from us. Oh, really? You could look like Roger Staubach and they'll leave you, and they'll come after you. It's just all about the parasite class that's robbed us blind, training us to submit to them. I want to hear your view on the staged terror attacks that I see them prepping everybody for. The attack on Pakistan, they're hyping up and getting ready, as we told you months ago they were getting ready to do. Chucky Schumer, the domestic Gestapo zones, expanding nationwide, shopping malls, train stations, hands down the pants. That happened in Miami a few months ago, hands down the pants. It's going to be hands down the pants everywhere. In fact, the new American flag will be an image of a child with a government agent with their hands down their pants. That's what freedom is all about. Lining up and having a goon, a pervert, stick their hands down your pants. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Even gotten into the new Bin Laden videos they released. Five of them last Friday. At least three of the five, and we've written articles about this as of Saturday, are videos released years ago. And you notice Bin Laden has not aged in these videos, and that it's the same videos with new backgrounds cut in via computer. And remember, the CIA admitted last May 25th in the Washington Post in Spy Talk that they had produced fake Bin Laden videos. This is the same government that created fake WMD documents, the same system that created the fake Gulf of Tonkin situation to get us fully and publicly into the Vietnam War. The same government for 5 years that could keep the Manhattan Project with 200,000+ employees totally secret. The same government that kept shooting up children worldwide with syphilis secret for 30-plus years. These people are a bunch of control freaks that have practiced creating literally a psychological dictatorship of false information. As we told you months ago, they're hyping up an event to start a new war with Pakistan. Headline, Pakistan-U.S. rift widens. They're now hyping checkpoints at the train stations, the bus stations. That's already been beta tested. But now they're rolling it out at the public as if they can protect almost 3 million miles of paved roads, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles of passenger train roads. systems. It's ridiculous. None of this is about protecting you. It's about creating an atmosphere of fear so you run to the criminal government that's stolen $27 trillion of your tax money and given it to offshore banks. How many years did I tell you the bailout went there? 2 months ago, it gets released. Foreign banks. Foreign banks. Foreign banks. Now, I've told you what was coming. It's here. Let me tell you what's going to come. If we don't call the White House, call Congress, people are like, well, these are the criminals, Alex. Why should we call them? It lets them know that we know what they're up to. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not risking my life because I believe that we're going to fail. I'm risking my life, my name. These are dangerous people. And I'm boldly going head up against them. Because I realize we have no future if we don't. These are eugenicists. These are exterminists. These are people who, in thousands of white papers that we've linked to and covered, openly say once the world government's set up, they just said this last year at Cancun UN meeting, Ted Turner and others, home inspections, one-child policies, forced inoculations, forced sterilization. Of course they staged the bin Laden. Bin Laden's always worked for them. They've trained all the top patsies at U.S. bases. It's insane what they've gotten away with. It's insane what they do. This isn't our government. Criminals have seized it. They've got the highest tech propaganda in the known world. But being aware of them and their lies is how we defeat them. And if we get the word out about what they're planning, this show probably had maximum 500,000, 600,000 listeners who routinely listened in 2001 when I warned people. Now every week, tens of millions of people are touched by this radio show alone. I mean, one YouTube channel, we have had 5 million views last week. We've got 8 different channels, 5 million views, one venue, and then thousands of other copies of those videos were made with untold hundreds of thousands of other views. We're on big AM and FM stations across the country. We have the number one podcast, number one stream, Shoutcast. We are exploding. I am risking my life. I mean, I can feel in my gut, in my instincts, in my spirit. I have never been in more danger, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I'm up to the challenge. Don't ever say I failed. Don't let them use my destruction as a way to say we failed. Whatever they set me up with, whatever they do to me, if that comes, don't ever feel bad for me. Just take the info, be an example, because they can get us individually, but they cannot stop us collectively, and they cannot stop ideas. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm just... I am so overdriven that I can't even get to the news. I can't even get past how upset I am. We've got Dr. Blaylock coming up because I had him set up for last Monday with key information about Alzheimer's and what's causing the epidemic of it and how to protect people and what fluoride does and what the vaccines are doing and the government health care plan, former brain surgeon, retired, top brain surgeon. And because he's on for that hour, I will do an hour of overdrive to cover the news and take your calls. I've been gone out of town, and it's good I took off a few days. It allowed me to really focus and really get centered and realize just how right I am. And I mourn that. I mourn deeply, deeply, deeply that I'm right. I mourn that we have such horribly wicked, manipulative, evil people in control. You know, being down in Corpus Christi, Port Aransas, it's the most saturated military population I've ever seen. And I see all these well-meaning old World War II, Korea War, Vietnam vets with their little army captain hats on and their army stickers on their car and their little wife up there getting the hamburgers at the hamburger shack. And you see them sitting down. They're good, Christian, well-meaning people. And they just can't understand how evil the globalists are. And as sweet as those little old ladies and men are, they will cheer when people like myself are put in FEMA camps and tortured. They'll never know that they can electroshock you, drug you, and have you say whatever they want. They'll never know the vaccines they're given are giving them the Alzheimer's. They'll never know that they add additives to the food to hurt them. They're like little babies. They're like little children. And that's what Christ meant when he said, suffer the little ones. It'd be better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest sea. It'd be better to tie a boulder around your neck than to hurt these little ones. And the little ones are the simple-minded, childlike people. Those of us that have the gifts of knowledge and understanding, you see the general public, and they are children. They are children. And it's up to the adults to try to inform the children. But you see, the globalists, they know the childlike mind of the public, and they try to create a climate of childlike people, of arrested development. I can intellectually, historically, in an analytic way, look at all the countries they're overthrowing right now. Look at how they're getting ready to go after Pakistan. Look at what they're doing domestically. I mean, telescreens going in 9,000 locations. TSA, PSAs a month ago showing TSA in the malls, getting you ready for it. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's to train you to be a slave, to line up. It's to train law-abiding citizens that you're bad and you're a prisoner and you're a criminal. I mean, on its face, if Al-Qaeda was real, there's no way to protect you other than deporting these people. I don't know what I can say or do anymore. I guess the good news is a lot of people are waking up. And I understand why a lot of people don't wake up and want to stay in a childlike stupor, a childlike trance of make-believe. Because when you really face the facts, when you really do the research, when you really live in reality, when you wake up to the fact of how wicked and truly evil and bad these people are. The globalists like hurting you. They like it when children die of cancer. They like poisoning our troops. They like not giving them medical care. They like stealing their pension funds, which they've now done, and don't get in trouble for. They like it. They enjoy it. And every instinct I've got is to resist them. And I'll tell you why I'm so upset. I want to be proven wrong. I want things to reverse. I want things to start to get better. But they're not. They're not getting better. And everything that's happening like clockwork is exactly what I've reverse engineered and analyzed the globalists would do. It's exactly what I broke down they would do from studying history and their current operations and reading many of their public and leaked documents. I mean, look, the big wake-up call was going to urban warfare drills all over the country, myself, but also being sent footage by listeners all over the country, and witnessing Marines and Army and foreign troops practicing to arrest Americans and take their firearms. And then seeing drills in Arcadia, Iowa, and Kingsville, Texas, and Oakland, California, and going to these drills. And witnessing troops allowing me to videotape the mock interrogation. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gear? Where'd you get the weapons? San Francisco. And watching the Marines in their situation tent battling the militia with blocks on a computer screen. The whole federal government's just been training to wage war against us right at the time they were getting rid of Glass-Steagall and setting up this banking takeover. All right, I'm going to come back and go to your calls. Tim, Joe, Habu, John, Janice, and others. You know, every time I look at the Infowars.com screen and see Chucky Schumer calls for train station Gestapo zones, I look at that authoritarian, anti-gun, anti-family piece of trash, domestic internal checkpoints, domestic internal passports.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Think about it. No more 10th Amendment, no more federal jurisdiction issues. They just claim that they find Al-Qaeda data anywhere they want, and the feds take it over. Shopping malls, train stations, they've been quietly already rolling it out, beta testing it. Internal passport, as Ron Paul called it almost 4 years ago. Okay, let's start going to your calls, and later in the hour, I'll get into 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I just can't believe they released these, five new videos and on record. Most of the videos were old videos with new backgrounds, the exact same video, without audio so that people can't obviously tell that. And then this side shot of a guy watching TV. I mean, it's just so contrived. Just like it was contrived, we told you days before, that photo of the Situation Room, them watching the live Bin Laden kill. We had insiders on to tell you it was fake. Came out it was fake. But I didn't even need insiders. I could look at the contrived photo and tell you it was fake. But it's like, oh, well, they lied about that. But, you know, they lie about everything. Let's talk to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. How's it going, Alex? I'd like to just point out a couple things that my right brain's telling me to think about, and that's the fact that they stopped testing for radioactive pollution from Fukushima, and at the same time they're hyping nuclear terrorist attacks. Kind of makes me suspicious.
Well, that's right. They're saying 160 Al-Qaeda bombs are buried. KSM says they're buried. A guy tortured for, 6 years? I mean, he could, tell you anything they wanted. And if they kill Bin Laden, nukes will go off. Boom, Bin Laden's killed. All of it's scripted. And for a month now, the feds don't release any radiation numbers. The states, last time they did 3 weeks ago, said 500 times safe levels of certain isotopes. And then there's video from the webcams of the media showing smoke and what looks like explosions at Fukushima. And they admit it may be burning for 9 months, a year, 2 years. And it's like, don't worry about that. Nuclear plants melting down. Just look, Al-Qaeda may get you any minute. Forget the 30,000 killed on the U.S.-Mexican border in the last few years, rocket attacks, bedlam, kidnappings, exploding. Isn't that guy with the big beard named Bin Laden scary? We've got to set up checkpoints nationwide.
Right. Well, can they use this as a vehicle to, like, quote-unquote, say that Al-Qaeda smuggled nukes while Fukushima was venting, and that's why they didn't see the radioactivity? Because from what I've learned over this is that they can see nuclear radiation from anywhere. They have the satellite technology to do that.
Now, they had that decades ago pick it up. They can look through solid rock and pick it up. Sir, if anyone believes that Al-Qaeda buried 160 nukes, quote, under federal buildings, and look, the globalists could not just detonate one nuke. They built all these underground bases. They want eugenics. They could blow up every major city. I mean, and then they'll nuke a bunch of countries. It's unlimited. They're eugenicists. They say they want a world government to then wipe out the majority of us. And we're like, oh, our government loves us. They want to fight Al-Qaeda. They care so much about us. I mean, these people for 60 years have been caught racing around doing secret tests. I remember 8 years ago, New York Daily News had articles about foster kids being taken. And they told the black woman in one case, you can pull up her case, I forget her name, but she was African-American. They said, let us have the 8-year-old or we'll take the 2-year-old. CPS, sign these forms. Then they gave the kid to a big pharma company who tested pesticides on him till he died. And they put it in the paper and nobody gets in trouble. I mean, they take kids and feed them pesticides. You can pull it up. I mean, these people are murderous killers. The whole government, scumbag murderers at the top. Total liars. Of course the Bin Laden's fake. It's all fake. It's all lies. It's a group of psychopaths. It's funny to them. God bless you, Tim. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, this is their crimes or legion. Why would you believe anything they say? Joe in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing good, okay? I'm not doing good. I want the murderers out of my life. I can't look at the criminal murderers anymore on TV posing as our saviors. It's too much.
You know, I was sitting there, and the things you were talking about while I was on hold could have been said in my own living room, and I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and you're doing a great job. As far as these Bin Laden videos goes, it's just more... You know, they think we're afraid, but people are waking up left and right, and they're not stupid. We're not stupid. I got people waking up left and right, and they're laughing at it, and that Situation Room photo, they're just laughing at it. And the thing is, we're over here where I am in a little small town. I'm trying.
Stay there, Joe. I'm going to get to you and everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. Yes, it would be funny, and people are laughing at it. It would be funny, except for one problem. They're getting ready for mass shootings, bombings, and maybe even nukes, okay? That's the problem.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The scripting is legion. Notice they launched the new terror alert a couple weeks ahead of this. It's a domestic, individualized EAS system over Facebook, Twitter, to private businesses, thousands of tailored reports sent to people to create hysteria and fear, to not trust their neighbors, friends, and family. It's legitimizing the Stasi society via the rollout of 9/11 and now the killing of bin Laden, the supposed killing. And then they just remove bin Laden later and say, how about those gun owners? How about those in the fetters? How about those anti-government militias? I was scanning through talk radio and XM last night, the four-hour trip home, and now I heard them inserting, yeah, Al-Qaeda, they could strike any minute, and all these new militias, they're working with them. Oh, yeah. Militias, that means gun owners. You see, the military-industrial complex, they get their hundreds of billions a year in domestic activity. They're taking over the society, the trillions with the overall defense budget, and those big defense contractors themselves owned by the big private offshore banks, the same ones that got $27 trillion plus of your tax money. Oh, they don't want a police state. They just finance police states in every country they take over. They've gotten the world through fraud, and they don't want us in it. Once they've got their grid in place, They won't have to eat around the edges with shooting kids up with live polio or syphilis. All on record. Just last year, CBS headline, UN gives kids polio and polio vaccine. Oh, it was an accident. They did it all over the world, different manufacturers. It was a particularly weaponized type. 50, 60 years ago, Asia, Africa, Latin America, when the villagers wanted the white witch doctor stuff, they'd run up, they'd line up for it. Oh, please see my child. Now, all over the world, you can pull up the reports, the Africans and others will run. They will jump off cliffs in cases to get away from the men in the white lab coats. Of course, usually the idiot Western doctors don't even know. It's like the UN has given us the vaccines. We're here to help you. They believe they're helping. They give the shots, drive out, helicopter out, people start dropping dead. Another victory for the globalists. Oh, but they wouldn't stage 9/11. Such a nice new world order. All right, let's continue with your calls. Joe in Pennsylvania, you were talking about people you were talking to in your area. Go ahead.
You have an awesome responsibility. I mean, you said it numerous times that you're like the biggest name in the movement. And I was kind of thinking nationwide. What's your thought on having chapters nationwide of InfoWars and getting people together under that banner so that we could stand up, coordinate with each other, be a modern day Minutemen? And because these guys are so distracted, they got their hands in so many pies, they can't keep track of all of us. And it's just we have to do something. We have to be able to stand up in a coordinated way and try to do something, because
here's an issue. If I ever create a major organization, then it's easy to cut the head off of the snake. And here's why. They will create chapters of the group and then do bad things in the name of the information I put out. They already try that. At the same time, though, we are the sons and daughters of liberty. It's look, we know about the Private Federal Reserve. We know about the New World Order. That's why I support all the other organizations and groups that are out there that, you know, I watch over time and can tell if they're feds or not. If I'm not supporting somebody, it means A, I don't know about them, or B, they've turned out to be really bad news. That's what Cass Sunstein does. You know, the White House admits they come out and create liberty groups, patriot groups. What have the Democrats been caught doing nationwide? They've been caught creating fake Tea Party groups to then have signs about blacks being bad and things like that. So they got a lot of dirty tricks. And by the way, if you try to start an organization and get active, you will run into these people. And the key is don't even talk to them. Just videotape them in case they try to set you up. Folks, if you want to find out how evil this government is, go get involved. You will instantly have cops walk up. I mean, you could be trying to feed homeless people, and cops will show up in plain clothes and say, let's blow stuff up. They don't want you doing anything. They want you to lay down. They don't want you fishing on your own in the Gulf of Mexico. They don't want you having your own farm and ranch. They don't want you selling pumpkins and eggs. They don't want you selling milk. Folks, this is feudalism. Feudalism is an economic system of total degradation where you're kept right at starvation so that they control you through poverty. And where, through government control, the elite run everything. And I'm not poo-pooing your idea. Also, at a subconscious level, I've made every step forward. If I move to organize people, number one, I can't even organize my own office half the time. We're a small organization. But I do need to write a manifesto. I do need to codify the ideas. I've done it in the films. I do need to create a leaderless resistance blueprint that where I put up my idea of the code of liberty, and then just so people can themselves organize and then decide if that's something they believe in to stick with, because I've learned to a certain degree, thanks to God's providence, to not be infiltrated, to not be defeated. And believe me, I've been through hell, ladies and gentlemen. But it's always been a great reward in the bounty of awakening that we've caused. Praise goes, of course, to God. But it's just so overwhelming. I mean, it is just a false reality of disinformation, Joe. And I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, I'm beside myself right now. I really am. Because I think about all the millions of people the New World Order's killed. I think about how incredibly cunning and ruthless they are. And if people would just break out of their trance and see it, we could turn it around. This doesn't have to happen. But with the World Council of Churches, with the Rockefellers, the National Councils of Churches domestically, they've taken over our churches. I just see how sheep-like the average man is. I see how sheep-like the average woman is. And more than that, I can't enjoy anything now. I mean, my life is completely fulfilled. I appreciate your call. I don't want for things. So it's not that I'm even unhappy. I'm just completely overtaken with reality. And now I can't go anywhere, do anything without seeing the brainwashing, seeing the conditioning, watching how the general public is acting more and more rat-like, more and more angry, more and more disgusted with each other. Because they are worldly people, and they believe that they should be fulfilled because they did what the television set told them to do, and they're not fulfilled. You know where I find happy people? In rural areas with poor, hardworking people. People say thank you. They say hello. They're interesting. They're awake. They have that sparkle in their eye. The more trendy, the more television, the more city. Like you go to one town, everybody's saying hi, what cute children you have, everybody seems happy. If you go to a cheap restaurant at the coast, everybody's nice in it on average. You go to some nicer restaurant, everybody's mad your kids are there, even though there's other people have their kids there and your kids are being good and decadent old ladies with their jewelry are looking at you all angry looking for no reason. I mean, it's just a spirit of evil, a spirit of decadence and bloatedness. And we're all decadent to a certain degree. We are a artificial society. It's corrupt. There wasn't television 70 years ago. People lived differently for all of human civilization until 70 years ago with television. Now we're not influenced by our neighbors or our grandfather who we admire or by the classic novels we read. We're influenced by this artificial crud that people are force-fed. Now, I've seen the statistics of Americans being 4 or 5 times more narcissistic than anybody else in the world in world studies. And Americans weren't very narcissistic just 50, 60 years ago. And you know, they have all these definitions of narcissism. But for me, narcissism is being 3 years old and imagining that you're Superman. And you're meant to be narcissistic when you're 3 years old. You're building up your identity. But you're imagining you're Superman. You're standing on the back porch with your friends, and you jump down off the back porch, you know, with your imaginary laser vision and blast them. And or a 3-year-old, 4-year-old girl is imagining they're a princess. But at a certain point, you consciously, when I was about 3, realized this isn't real. I'm a limited creature. There's this whole other world. All these people have come before me. Others will come after me. I am a limited spectrum, a limited perception creature. And I am not the world. And the world doesn't revolve around me. And I watch adults. I watch men posing and talking and giggling and laughing and telling stories and putting on acts for other men. And I watch women. Women don't get dressed up and try to look good for men anymore. They do it for other women. And it's all just this, like this king's court of rotting meat. And they're not even real. People pick up their political positions on what they think is popular, what they think is winning, what they think is the team that's going to win, like a bandwagon. And the teams are fake. It's all a facade. I mean, do you understand what it means that the globalists in their UN biological diversity assessments and Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Club of Rome, Bilderberg, all public. They say we're building a world government. We're going to break up the family. We're going to basically brainwash the public to love their servitude ahead of the world government, to cut off resources artificially, have wars, famine, and sterilance in the food and water. That's the White House science czar. Currently, Henry Kissinger, 73, State Department Random 200. I mean, these are murderous, hardcore control freak criminals on the face of it. But there's this vestigial love of liberty, this leftover Second Amendment. There are these artifacts that, if they can be dug up and resurrected, will literally stand against the New World Order. If we will rediscover what it is to really be human. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really enjoy listening to you. Just a sidebar. In an earlier era, and I'm talking about 100 years ago, you would have the high seat at the table because you were of a warrior class. We've forgotten what that is. But you warriors were held in high esteem because they were the ones who put their lives for society, not now where it's hip or what have you. And they were given a very high position. And let me just tell you, I admire what you do, and I'll be your wingman.
Well, God bless you, my friend, but I want to be clear here. Today they give us well-meaning warriors in the military, but they're only allowed to operate in that narrow spectrum and then serve the New World Order with an American flag wrapped around it. But this isn't even what I'm doing here. When you realize how evil these people are, all you can do is resist them. And I mean, it's not even a question, sir, but I appreciate your kind words. What is your view on the whole bin Laden situation? Because it clearly, for what I see, and there's no question, it signifies a new rollout of terror, the new war with Pakistan, war with Iran. It is on. And big domestic terror attacks with the globalists floating, nuke attacks, and soft target machine gun attacks on populated centers. I mean, 9/11 was the preparatory phase to get themselves positioned globally and domestically. Now they're getting ready to really move forward fast.
Exactly. And I'll just make one point on the whole bin Laden thing. Just this weekend, all the newspapers and media were reporting that bin Laden was, this is from U.S. officials, that bin Laden was still directing al-Qaeda terror attacks up until his death on last Sunday. And if that is the case, then one would think that they would have not killed him on the spot. They would have taken him in, they would have interrogated him, and they would have kept him in Guantanamo as they've kept these other people ostensibly to get information, as they've been saying for years and years and years. So now they kill the person on the spot, and we are supposed to believe this?
Here's the inside word from high-level members of Pakistani intelligence, the Iranians and others, and this is what I was already looking at. It appears that there were some people they wanted to kill in that house. And the word is, this has even come out in the foreign news, that it was double agents who were threatening and that Pakistan was saying, get your drones out of here, and we know this happened, or we're going to release the fact that you ran al-Qaeda. We know in the months after 9/11 that 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda cream were flown out under U.S. orders after they were captured out of Afghanistan to Pakistan. So Pakistan at that level, because they had the U.S.-backed dictator in there at the time, Pervez Musharraf, they had them in there. And so that Pakistan was starting to blackmail the West. And so this is a way to blackmail them back and say, we'll just blame you with bin Laden. And that's another reason they went ahead and launched this at that point. But of course, they're saying torture's so wonderful, and he's the ultimate intelligence prize, and that's how dumb they think we are. Oh, we put him in the ocean because it's Islamic law. Turns out the opposite of that. I mean, anybody knows that. You know, it's buried facing Mecca within one day. Got to be washed by the local imam and then buried facing Mecca. I mean, again, basic encyclopedic, you know, boil down of Islamic law. There it is, Sharia law. They tell us that they've got photos. They're going to release them. Then they aren't. They tell us that he was fighting with a machine gun, and then he used his wife as a shield. None of that happened. But all of that is lies within lies. What I believe they did is flew a drone helicopter in, crashed it to create some debate about that, had some troops go in, shoot some people, fly out. Just standard disinfo. I mean, you can see it right there, but that's all speculation. What we know is he was dead, but obviously, of course, why didn't they grab him if it was this intelligence treasure trove? It's ridiculous, sir. I mean, he knows where all the terrorists are, and they got so much intel from these hard drives, but they killed bin Laden and the bodies in the ocean. Anything else?
That's it. And it is your programming that has let us know that Pakistan's on the short list of countries to invade. Apparently, they don't like brown people having nukes.
Well, no, that's what it is. And it could start World War III with China. We told you 2 months ago, Pakistan was up next.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
A giant prison is being built all around us by the foreign offshore banks that are raping and robbing us at every level. I'm going to continue with your calls in this segment, the next, and Dr. Russell Blaylock on key information dealing with the chemical and biological attacks that we're under. He'll be joining us coming up. retired preeminent brain surgeon. We'll also get into some latest on Fukushima and the economy with him. I want to go to John, Janice, Tim, Charles, Alan, others. But I said I'd play this earlier. We've got a lot of videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. One of them is the Corbett Report, where he shows the clips of them changing their stories over and over again. But remember Obama. He said, you know, the Navy SEALs were in a firefight. And then if you say, I don't believe this, well, then you don't like the Navy SEALs. That's what I've had media say. You don't like the Navy SEALs? You hate our military? And I'm like, well, I don't hate our Navy, but they were ordered to lie about the Vietnamese attacking them to get us into Vietnam. I don't hate our military, but they were ordered till Kennedy stopped them to stage terror attacks and kill our own troops. Operation Northwoods. Hitler did the same thing. He's like, do what I say or you hate our military. You know how that ended. I mean, Stalin wrapped himself in the Russian military. Obama wraps himself in it to make himself look good. Because instinctively, we admire the warriors. Well, what if the warriors have been taken over by somebody else? Oh, they think they're fighting for America. They're fighting for the offshore banks. And then, see, you're only supposed to care about the warriors in name only. When they signed a deal secretly 11 years ago, made public last year, to take all their death benefits from World War II vets through current, that they've paid into, just steal their insurance money. It's like, well, that's patriotic. You start seeing articles about, hey, vets may have to buy their own insurance soon, balance the budget. But they won't cut all the B-2 bombers and all the no-bid contracts for $15 million blue tarps. Remember that one for Halliburton? Well, Halliburton's American. Really, they moved to the Middle East. Same thing with Blackwater. Oh, Blackwater says they got intelligence that the Al-Qaeda death is real. Oh, Al-Qaeda came out. Paul Watson covered this Friday. We have that article. With the Site Center, the sister group of the Intel Center, who admittedly have uploaded fake videos and is run by the Pentagon and given grants. They released these videos years ago that they released this weekend. They released videos, all of them have been released previously, but the one of him watching the TV. And because folks did face prints on that and proved it wasn't Bin Laden, now we get side shots. I mean, folks, I thought about going and dressing myself up like that, or, you know, making a joke out of it and shooting video and saying, here's a new Bin Laden video. I mean, this is just completely fake. Where's the photo? Where's the body? You know what, I'm ranting. Here is Obama. Here is Obama. 8 days ago, saying there was a firefight, remember? And then 2 days later, oh, there wasn't a firefight. And he wasn't watching the video of the live kill with him all serious. The president was watching it live video cam. Yes, we were there. Total lie. No video feed, no nothing. It was all fake. It didn't happen. Let's go ahead and play it.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Oh, yes.
A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed.
Were there WMDs?
They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Uh-huh.
For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol.
Okay.
And has continued
let's stop right there. Two decades ago. Let's see. Well, what was two decades ago? 1991, he was still in the news as a Western hero. I was listening to Beyond the Beltway last night, and they had one of these government hacks on going, well, Clinton tried to get him in 96 but couldn't. They were holding bin Laden. They said, come get him. And they said, no. They're using Al-Qaeda to attack Muammar Gaddafi right now. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs, the Russians. I mean, this is so ridiculous. He's always been CIA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.